Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from American Pacific Mining, traded on the CSE under the symbol USGD and on the OTCQB under the symbol USGDF. Chad and I are chatting with the CEO, Warwick Smith. Now, Warwick, we are following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, July 19th. Headline says, samples from vein trenching at Madison Copper Gold Project in Montana, including almost 16 grams per ton gold, over 600 grams per ton silver, and right around 1.5% copper. Most importantly, this is nearly 2 kilometers away from the existing mine workings. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, this Madison Gold Copper Project is under an earn-in joint venture agreement with Kennecott Exploration. This is part of the Rio Tinto Group. So the work that's being done here is a combination of American Pacific and essentially Rio Tinto doing this work. Warwick, bring us up to speed in terms of this area where the samples were taken. What insights can you give us here? These are some good initial results, but what's it telling you about the potential?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Appreciate being back on the show, and thanks for the intro. You've done half the work for me, which is great. Look, we're really excited about these results, as Rio are indicating to us that they're excited as well. This is a new style of mineralization. So previously at Madison, we were focusing at a skarn near surface, and then there was a porphyry down below. These are epithermal veins, so it's an entirely different style of mineralization. The high-grade silver is unique to the drill results that we've seen previously. So that gives us a lot of excitement. It gives us the feeling that porphyry down below is, you know, of size and really driving that mineralization upwards to both the skarn and now almost 2 kilometers away to this vein system. So yeah, incredibly excited, incredibly pleased to put these results out today. The plan now is for Rio Tinto to go and drill these. They've already set up drill pads here, and they're going to be following this up with drilling here in short order.
Warwick, what could this mean since it's a new style of mineralization almost 2 kilometers away from the existing mine workings? I mean, does this mean that you may be onto a district scale, you know, land package here with multiple types of deposits? And how would you approach that if you drill and you have some success there? How would that tie things together with some of the exploration work you've already done?
We've said this from day one. Rio Tinto is not here to find something small. They're here for something big. You know, we're 48 kilometers away from the Butte mine that produced 21 billion pounds of copper, 3 million ounces of gold, and hundreds of millions of ounces of silver. You know, they're looking for a large style deposit. They found real interest at the skarn at surface. The skarn can be of good size and can be a Rio Tinto style target on its own. The fact that we're now finding a new style of mineralization 1.8 kilometers away, yeah, it does sort of open it up as sort of that district scale. Again, it's a large system. It's exactly the type of thing that Rio Tinto is looking for. It's a great opportunity for American Pacific shareholders because it's a another opportunity for discovery on a different style of mineralization. Very exciting times.
So Warwick, what drew you guys to this area? Because my understanding is that there hasn't been any other prior exploration done here. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They had some geophysics that they ran last year that highlighted this for them. They weren't necessarily expecting veins so close to surface. I know it was a bit of a surprise for them to find them this close to surface, but obviously a surprise in the right order. That was nice to see. So they're also going to do drone magnetics this year to increase upon the line density that they did previously. So that's being flown in short order here. So we'll look forward to seeing the results of that too, to see if it highlights other additional targets for us.
Well, Warwick, as we move forward here, what kind of news flow should investors be looking at as you continue to explore both the skarn and the veins? What kind of news is coming down the pike over, let's say, the next 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, through 2021, we're going to have significant news flow and into 2022 as well, both at Madison, but then also from Gooseberry as well, which is our high-grade silver-gold project just outside of Reno. We're going to drill that ourselves here coming up. Either late summer, early fall, just drill dependent is when we can get access to a drill. But we're already looking to acquire one. Coming out of Madison, yeah, you're going to have a significant amount of news. Rio is drilling as we speak. They are just put drill pads over where these trenches are. They're going to drill those. They'll have a drone magnetic survey as well. So we're going to have a significant amount of news coming out all through the rest of this year and into 2022 as well. And again, as I mentioned before, starting up late summer, early fall, we're also going to be drilling Gooseberry, et cetera. So lots of things going on corporately as well as we review new projects, et cetera. So certainly a lot happening and lots of news forthcoming.
Just a quick note then, how much cash does the company have to continue to move forward with all this exploration?
You know what? It's nice to enjoy answering this question. We've got over $5 million in cash. We've got over $4 million of warrants that are well in the money. Michael Gentile is a 19.9% shareholder as of about 6 weeks ago, and that's made a tremendous difference as well. So, you know, with warrants, once those warrants are coming down on a daily basis, so $5 million in cash, $4 million of warrants that are well in the money. And right now we only burn about $100,000 a month. That will increase when we drill Gooseberry. We'll spend up to around $1.5 million Canadian on drilling Gooseberry, but we still have a significant amount of cash and a lot of runway ahead for us.
All right, Warwick, not much more to talk about here other than I guess we'll see as this project moves forward, the exploration continues, and some obviously encouraging results here from an area that hasn't been explored on this project. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Warwick to answer those questions. Warwick, keep us up to date on future news, please. We'll chat again soon.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.